And they didn't touch you? Asked Bond. They didn't try and mess about with you while I was being beaten up?
No, said Vesper. They just left me in the armchair. They drank and played cards. Bellotti, I think it was, from what I heard. And then they went to sleep. I suppose that was how Smersh got them. They bound my legs and put me on a chair in a corner facing the wall, and I saw nothing of Smersh. I heard some odd noises. I expect they woke me up. And then what sounded like one of them falling off his chair. Then there were some soft footsteps, and a door closed, and then nothing happened until Mathis and the police burst in hours later. I slept most of the time. I had no idea what had happened to you, but, she faltered, I did once hear a terrible scream. It sounded very far away. At least, I think it must have been a scream. At the time, I thought it might have been a nightmare.
I'm afraid that must have been me, said Bond. Vesper put out a hand and touched one of his. Her eyes filled with tears.
It's horrible, she said, the things they did to you. And it was all my fault. If only...
She buried her face in her hands. That's all right, said Bond comfortingly. It's no good crying over spilt milk. It's all over now, and thank heavens they let you alone. He patted her knee. They were going to start on you when they'd got me really softened up. Softened up is good, he thought to himself. We've got a lot to thank Smersh for. Now, come on, let's forget about it. It certainly wasn't anything to do with you. Anybody could have fallen for that note. Anyway, it's all water over the dam, he added cheerfully. Vesper looked at him gratefully through her tears.
You really promise? She asked. I thought you would never forgive me. I'll try and make it up to you, somehow.
She looked at him. Somehow? Thought Bond to himself. He looked at her. She was smiling at him. He smiled back. You'd better look out, he said. I may hold you to that. She looked into his eyes and said nothing, but the enigmatic challenge was back. She pressed his hand and rose.
A promise is a promise, she said.
This time they both knew what the promise was. She picked up her bag from the bed and walked to the door.
Shall I come tomorrow?
She looked at Bond gravely. Yes, please, Vesper, said Bond. I'd like that. Please do some more exploring. It will be fun to think of what we can do when I get up. Will you think of some things?
Yes, said Vesper. Please get well quickly.
They gazed at each other for a second. Then she went out and closed the door, and Bond listened until the sound of her footsteps had disappeared.